too.
Peace.
Welcome to episode 85 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Yes, we do.
And Tim's actually back. It's a wonderful feeling.
I'm back. Yes. It's nice to be back.
I love it. The baby has made you more monotone than ever. It's wonderful.
Ah, boy.
Well, let's start off with some internet loot. Here's a segment where we show off some of the treasure we found on the internet. There is a Wii emulator people have been working on that supports 720p HD.
What is it emulated on? The PC, I'm assuming?
I believe so. And I'll show you this video that you can check out.
The fact that they can emulate the Wii and improve the graphics. I mean, typically when you think of emulators, you're like, well, what concessions are there? Like, the sound's not perfect, or there's graphical glitches.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, we made it better. Sorry. You know, I'm hearing all sorts of, you know, rumors about this HD Wii that's got to be coming out in the next year or so. And when I see things like this, it makes me, yeah, I think that's got to happen. I don't know.
Well, I'd say it's possible, but
the thing is, if the emulator is able to do it, then why not the Wii?
The new Wii.
The Wii HD, yeah.
That's an interesting point. What's next on the agenda, Tim? You're in charge of the show.
Am I in charge? Next, we'll be changing a diaper. So I'll be back in five. No, just kidding.
Tell us a little bit about life.
Life in general?
I know some people are curious. They'd like to know more.
Man, it's been a whirlwind couple of weeks here. Spent almost a week in the hospital because Sarah had a C-section, so you had to stay a lot longer. And it made it seem like she wasn't really mine, like the baby wasn't really mine yet, you know? Like, you're at the hospital, there's doctors and nurses taking care of you and the baby, and, you know, you drop them off at the nursery at night, and it's like, they haven't quite trusted you enough yet. And then they discharge you, and it's like, good luck. So that was a big shocker.
And then there's you and Sarah holding the baby and going, holy crap, all in our power now.
Literally, that's what it was the first night, because she was awful on the first night. Because when you're in the hospital and you can drop her off at the nursery for a few hours in the middle of the night between feedings or whatever, if she's crying, you don't even know it. You just get a few hours of rest. But when you get home that first night and she's screaming her lungs out for, you know, 8 straight hours through the entire night or whatever, that is something that just makes you stop and think. And that's why I told Ray. I'm like, Ray, do not have a kid until you are so, so ready. You don't, yeah, I mean, what'd you say? You were wearing a cup or something. It's just, it's quite a responsibility, but,
Yeah, I mean, when the comic 2 weeks ago was took a day late to get put up because I kept waiting for Sarah to have the friggin' baby, it's like you were like, okay, well, we're off to the hospital, shouldn't be too long now, you know, and it's like Tuesday night or whatever it was, and I'm like, okay, it won't be too long, and it's like, you know, like I'd go to sleep, wake up, go to work, get off work, and you're like, well, not much has changed since 5 hours ago, you know, it might be a while. So when you're like, oh yeah, she was in labor for what, 22 hours?
28 and a half hours,
28 and a half hours in labor, 28 and a half hours, like, and I thought waiting outside for the Wii for 8 hours was bad, like, jeez.
The weird thing is, on the one hand, time kind of did fly by, because your days and nights are just mixed, like, you don't really get any sleep, and...
Because I'll hear people say, like, oh, yeah, I was in labor for 22 hours. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, like, like it's kind of like, oh, man, I had to push the car for a whole mile. It's like, yeah, you're just exaggerating, you know? But it's like, to hear someone be like, no, it really was 28 and a half hours, it's like, that's insane. Like, my mind can't wrap around that.
Well, yeah, it's...
So things have been just really weird lately, you know? I mean, you've been off the show for a while. We had John on. I actually enjoyed Transformers 2 to a certain extent.
Michael Jackson died. On the same day that Lily was born. I think somebody commented that she took his soul or something like that.
Okay, not going there. Whoa, now. Oh, creepy comment. This week's comic was Mega Man's Workout, number 125. So how'd you think it turned out?
Oh, I was very pleased. I think I'd mentioned in the post that we always knew this was a good idea. When you came up with the whole toe grab thing, I'm like, yeah, we gotta run with this.
I mean, I know a lot of people are like, hey, can't shoot up thing is so overdone, like all the comics have done it or whatever.
I don't really believe that, but...
Yeah, it's like, oh, someone commented like, oh, this is a joke that the other comics would have done already. It's like, okay, that's great, but did they?
Did they, right? You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's great to think everyone else has already done the joke, but have they really? And we were able to find at least one link.
Yes.
So thank you for that. And so in that sense, like, yes, it's the same joke, but is it? But did we do it better? You know, did we do it?
Was it
more
presented?
Uniquely?
Yeah. And I would say much more.
It's like everyone has jokes about how Sonic sucks.
Right.
But I mean, but did we have one more unique than them? Sort of like.
Yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of times where I've thought of an idea, and I was sort of worried that, you know, maybe somebody has done this before, but how would I ever know? How would I be able to check, like, you know, the entire internet to see if anyone's done something even similar? And, you know, there have been jokes that are somewhat similar to other ones that have been done before, but it doesn't mean that we didn't come up with it, or that it wasn't presented in a good way, or that, you know, a lot of people hadn't seen that before, so... You know, the whole shooting up thing, I thought was still great, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of question as to what Mega Man and Dr. Light should say to each other. You know, if Mega Man should ask Dr. Light, do you think I'll ever be able to shoot up? And just have him be like, no.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's some different directions we could go with that, and we ended up settling with what we did.
Well, you had already started on that last panel.
Yeah, I was
and
just
so we're like,
because
well,
I mean, it's so much harder getting a hold of you now. I'm like, I'm just going to keep rolling, and maybe we'll connect somewhere along the line. And yeah, comic creating is a little bit of a different process than what it used to be, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the days when we used to put it up on midnight, Wednesday morning?
Well, you actually kind of did that this week,
yeah, it's
didn't
a little
you?
Creepy having the power to do those things, let me say, because now it's like I don't need Tim as much. But
you,
trust
yeah,
me,
you don't. Yeah.
I do need you, trust me.
You're good. We have tryouts for Tim's replacement. John gave his tryout last week with the podcast. Did a fine job, I think, probably.
Yeah, you hope.
Hopefully.
Now, do you think we'll ever be able to take, like, Skype calls? I wouldn't mind having some call-ins sometime.
You mean, like, live?
Yeah, having someone call in.
I'd be fine doing a live podcast.
Well, not a live podcast, but getting some calls from people, you know, and answering a question or something.
Well, that would sort of be a live podcast, but we could have people, you know,
I mean, we could prepare people,
pre-record questions and send them
right
to us.
Well, no, I mean, we could broadcast, hey, we're going to do our show at such and such time, be on Skype, and you can, you know, call into the show sort of thing.
Right.
And then we can record it and then just add it to the show.
Yeah, we could.
When I edit it.
We could probably do that. Hey, Ray, 1 second. Sarah's calling me. Hold on.
Sure. All right, well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to Ryman, who says, yes, even this comic has its symbolism. Let's start with the treadmill, shall we? You see, Ray is trying his hardest to keep the sight on the track it's going. Next, the second panel reflects how Tim is on the edge of falling off the 2P start platform, thus falling to the death of his childhood to take care of his baby girl. But the treasure lies in the last half of the comic. You see, Ray is really Mega Man, and Tim is Dr. Light. Ray really wants to raise 2P start to the zenith of its run. Unfortunately, Tim is holding him back by not giving him the necessary tools. Thus, Ray can never shoot for that target of the best webcomic ever, so he has to settle with a new look and a more powerful punch. But you see, Ray didn't realize something. He can just jump for that health back.
That was, yeah, absolutely the best comment this week. There was a lot of deep analysis into this, the meaning of this comic, and another one of those goes to Pi, who said, I understand. This comic is a reference to the Mario steroid comic. In both of them, the main character, quote-unquote, shoots up and then throws a huge flaming ball of energy. I swear, this comic got twice as funny once I realized the obvious reference. NCG, guys. It's the kind of secret joke that only the hardcore fans would get that keeps me coming back. I have to admit, the comic did get twice as funny for me, too, once I realized totally. That.
And then I loved when Devin was like, I think you guys are reading a little too much of the comic.
Yeah, I would say so, but that was certainly fun.
Oh, man. So we're just cruising right along here.
Yes, we are.
This is going to be a very uneventful podcast, I think, but...
You never know. The Black Doom is always unpredictable.
That was good, Tim. Let's break it up with a little bit of Ricka Ricka Remix. With this segment, I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. This week, it's a remix from Space Channel 5. It's the Tiny Voice Production remix of Mexican Flyer, and it's done by Ryosuke Imai. Take a quick listen to a quick sample. Right now, back on the page you grab this episode of 2P Start Live from, not to mention the link is right there for those of you listening to the M4A version of the show. And now it's time for the little segment we like to call Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from Your Grave.
Many 2P Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our comics but never leaving a single comment. So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute.
We kill them.
See, all this lovey-dovey father stuff is.
I gotta get out the other stuff.
That
some,
needs
somewhere.
To come through. Yeah.
All
our
right.
First grave riser. Which one do you have? The Mexican.
Don't be so racist. Who knows what race these people are, eh? I got solid Matt 56.
Okay. Well, the first grave riser goes to the Mexican gamer, who says, "Hey, I'm rising from my grave. I recently got addicted to your website. Your podcast and other amazing things you guys do are almost as addicting as Fallout 3, lol, which is my crack. Keep up the good work. By the way, Ray, your video game album music is top-notch. Thumbs up." Thank you, and thank you for rising from your grave.
Yes, and our second grave riser goes to Solid Matt 56, who says, "Although I am scared to rise from my grave because John is going to come and find me, I'm going to anyways. Great comic this week, as always. I have enjoyed every single one so far, liar, and will continue to every
Get
week.
Get out of here.
Great job, guys." Yeah,
well,
not everyone's
much.
Great.
It's always great to have people show themselves.
Yes.
So if you have been here for a while, please, by all means, Tim's back. Show him a little love.
And by the way, I saw Andrew comment this week, and that was... He hasn't commented in like a year.
That's
but
true.
To me, it's great that we still kind of remember some of those early, long-time commenters.
We remember
it's
our
like,
roots.
It's like an old friend coming back from out of town or something, you know?
We'll be hosting the MTV Movie Awards, and we'll still stop and say, "I remember back when Andrew commented." We still remember our roots, our true fans.
That's right.
And now, best movie goes to Twilight 6.
Oh, brother.
Well, is it that time?
I think it is. It's time to check on the baby. Give me 1 second. What? I just gotta make sure she's not dead, you know? Hold on, 1 second.
And now it's time for a segment we like to call Tim Checks on the Baby.
Alright. That's right. And guess what? She was sleeping like a baby. Sucking her little thumb, and Sarah's going to be so proud of me for being such a great dad.
Really, you just put a rag of chloroform on her mouth and called
it
good.
She was fine. Yeah, amazingly.
You checked her pulse, and it's kind of faint, but oh well. Well, it's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award.
Whoa. Whoa.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created.
Lily.
Lily the Beast Animal. Well, my Black Doom Award goes to StarCraft 2.
I think I heard something.
The StarCraft sequel is not going to have LAN support.
Boo.
Everything will be done through Battle.net. Or Battle.net.
Battle.net, yep.
.com.net.
Yes, there are definitely some hardcore StarCraft fans that are fuming.
Well, let me put it to you this way. You know, trying to use... We could use the school's network and do wonders. But if we tried to use the school's internet, we would tend to have more issues than what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Because they try to restrict what you can and can't.
Right. And use. So I think, you know, it's great to think everyone has insanely high-speed connections that can handle all this stuff. But there are always going to be those people who like, you know what? Like, one day, those servers won't exist. No one will have a way to play versus mode. I mean, you know, that's kind of sick.
I mean, and people enjoy LAN parties and, you know, getting together in a big room, bunch of computers all hooked up together, insanely fast. And, yeah, you're not going to really have any purpose in doing that, I guess.
I mean, are you really going to have StarCraft 2 tournaments at some convention? Is going to be through Battle.net?
Yeah, everyone has to log in to their Wi-Fi or something.
It's a little weird.
Yeah. Well, that is a shame, but there's something else that is also a shame. And that is Wii bundles. Now, they've never been particularly loved, right? I mean, remember when the Wii used to be in short supply and all the online retailers would try to gyp people by selling them a Wii with, like, 10 games they didn't want for $1,000, you know?
I bought
one. That was the...
Yeah. Very disappointed.
Carnival Games and...
My Little Pony 6.
Backyard Baseball 06, yeah. Well,
Tim Checks on the Baby, too.
Yes, that's actually a pretty good one.
You know, it has good replay value. It really does.
Yeah, you could just keep going over and over again. So, yeah, this is a different kind of bundle. I don't know if you saw this, but GameStop has put a few different Wii bundles out there. The nice thing is they're selling for only $249.99, so... It's just the price of the Wii, but they do bundle something else in there.
Ooh.
The first one is the Nintendo Wii Summer Fun Bundle.
Ooh.
Can you guess what that is bundled with?
Swim trunks.
You know, but you're close. Let me describe it.
Speedo?
This Nintendo Wii Summer Fun Bundle includes a Nintendo Wii and a free water gun. Water gun style and color may vary. Available for online customers only while supplies last. I think those supplies are going to last quite a long time.
Especially when you say, like, size and color may vary. Like, so, like, really, just open up your kitchen sink and throw another water gun in there, call it good. Like,
and
come
it's
on.
Not, like, it's not like a super soaker. It's not like a battery-powered, you know, $20,
$30
squirt gun. That's it. The fact that that's actually on their site is insane. Okay, so here's the second one. You ready for it?
Oh, there's more. I love it.
Oh, yeah. The Nintendo Wii Pirate Tattoo Bundle with bonus. This one comes with a Nintendo Wii, thankfully, and a free pirate tattoo sleeve. And I just find...
What the heck?
I find it funny.
It's just like literally they grabbed, like, okay, they literally went to the supermarket and just put a quarter in one of the machines,
yes.
Twisted it, took a picture on their iPhone, and it was like, here, bundled with the Wii.
So here's my favorite. This is the best one, okay? This one's called...
Oh, no.
Okay, this one's called Nintendo Wii...
Just put the link. Put the link. Paste the link.
No. I have to get it out first. It's called Nintendo Wii Take a Bath with a Buddy.
What?
Take a Bath with a Buddy bundle.
What? It's a friggin' rubber duck. What?
What? Yes, to clarify, the buddy is your rubber ducky. So sorry, Ray. You know, they're not promoting.
I love the limit to per household part. Yes. You know, we can't have too many ducks in the bathtub.
Oh man, yes. This Nintendo Wii Take a Bath with a Buddy bundle includes a Nintendo Wii and a free rubber ducky squirt.
Oh man,
the best part of this to me, besides the title, is that it has a 10 out of 10 recommendation because somebody actually wrote a review for this bundle. I was skeptical at first how these two entertainment giants would pair in a bundle together, but thankfully, these fears have been put to rest. Having never played the Wii before, I found the controller intimidating and the graphics sharp and dangerous. With my trusty rubber ducky by my side, though, I gained the confidence to fight through my fears and roll a monkey in a ball to safety. I was mildly satisfied with the Wii, though I'd wish there were more rubber ducky combos available for the other systems. I've been considering making my foray into the world of high-definition gaming, but I find the lack of rubber ducky combos disturbing.
I want to see the hardcore, like, Xbox gamer, like, rubber ducky? Oh, yeah, well, we have the rubber chicken. You guys suck.
Oh, man. Yeah, only the Wii would get these crazy bundles here, right?
Oh, man.
You can't have an Xbox or a PS3 with something like
Speaking of the Wii getting crappy things compared to other consoles, have you seen the Dead Space Extraction cover for the Wii?
Yes.
Take a look at this.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's really awful.
It reminds me of, like, the old, like, some of the old NES artwork, like a Mega Man-style cover, you know, where someone drew the picture that really doesn't make much sense for the game. And in this case, it's the screaming woman taking precedent over the cover. It's just awful.
It doesn't look like anything anyone would want to play. It doesn't look at all like the real Dead Space game cover. So if they're trying to attract Dead Space fans, this cover doesn't help.
No, not at all. Man, it's like the show's over now. I mean, we got on a roll here with the Black Dooms.
That was good.
I almost want to go back over some of our older segments and redo them.
In HD.
Let's try. tell the shortened version of what it was like when Sarah had a baby.
Nothing was short about it, though. It was 28 and a half hours of torture. Well, that was the difficult part, was I'm getting phone calls. I'm trying to manage two things. One, a baby coming out of my wife.
And two, the noises coming out of your wife's mouth.
That's all part of the one. But the second thing is the communication, like family, friends, people emailing, texting, calling, her phone, my phone. I had like 8 devices. I was like you know, when you had your 2 iPhones driving down with the roof down or whatever the other week.
With the roof down.
Not that you have a convertible, but that's the image I want to make.
Throwing my 9-inch cigarette out the window.
Yes. But yeah, man, it was pretty difficult. Oh, Sarah's doctor never showed up. That was funny.
Oh, nice. Well, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
You guys laughed for about 10 minutes off of that one, right?
Sarah just about flipped. the truth is the Black Doom Award should go to Sarah's doctor.
What does this have to do with the video games? Besides the fact that your wife's face was much like the cover of Dead Space Extraction.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, that's pretty accurate right there.
And she had blue lasers shooting at her.
That's symbolic of her hate for her doctor not showing up.
And that actually looks like you in the background. If you look at the picture, yeah, that's you. I got you covered, honey.
I'm right here for you. And then the claws, those little like alien claw things.
This is the umbilical cord.
Yes. Oh, very good. I did get to cut the umbilical cord.
Did you save it?
I did not. It was pretty gross.
I always wondered why people save them, really.
I don't see why you would do that.
And then put it like on the front page of a book.
Do they really?
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, here, Ray, look at my baby pictures. Open it up. Ah, umbilical cord. Oh, what the heck? Why isn't this in the back? Like, are you sure you want to continue section?
You need a warning for that. Spoiler.
It should be like an SAT manual. You know, like, stop. Do not go further until instructed. You know? It should be like a game manual. Like, do not look forward unless you want spoilers. Jeez. Give me some warning, people. That cover makes a lot more sense now that I think about it. All right. And finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. I get to trade off every other week with our listeners' suggestions, so you guys can enjoy my choice of It Doesn't Really Matter from Metropolis Street Racer on the Dreamcast. Is the song a little campy? Yes. Do I love it? Yes. So, that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast. Just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
I do have one story I want to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Which is great. So this weekend I went... I didn't know where we were going to be. So I just showed up to their parents' place, and we were going to have a great 4th of July weekend. within the first 3 minutes, this happened. I, you know, said hi to the parents, you know, haven't really met them really well before, you know, said hi to the dad and mom. And we were eating these cherries. I just showed up like, hey, Ray, have some cherries. Oh, sure. I started eating some cherries. And the dad was like, man, these are really good. Like, they're really addicting. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's because they're laced with cocaine, you know? And...
oh, no.
And he kind of chuckled a little bit, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I, you know, since I don't, like, I have, like, no connection with drugs in any way, shape, or form. So drug humor is really funny from me because it's completely out of my league. And, but people who don't really know me yet kind of question the, you know, the jokes a little bit, right? Right. So I'm like, oh, maybe I tipped it off the wrong way. So he was like, well, you know, do you say that from, like, experience or from, like, something that you heard? And I'm like, oh, now he thinks I do drugs, right? So I'm like, no, I was like, I'm just making a joke. I'm just making a joke. He's like, oh, okay. And, there's another moment there, a pause. And then he's like, the reason I asked is because I used to have a cocaine addiction.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Ray, you did not. Oh, dear.
That's great.
You're like, well, it's been a nice weekend. I will be seeing you never
Who wants
again.
To light some fireworks.
Oh, jeez.
Let's get some
you
noise
just
going
did,
here.
Ray. You just did.